Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the reasons we picked Plymouth is that it's right here in the middle of the 10th Congressional District, where Republican State Senator Jeff Perry and Democratic Norfolk District Attorney Bill Keating are fighting for the seat left open by Bill Delahunt's decision to retire from Congress. We're going to speak with both candidates this morning, and we're joined now by Jeff Perry. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's hard to believe that we're, just 23 hours away, or give or take a few minutes, from the polls opening and the voters having a clear choice on who they want their next congressman to be.
Before I get to a question, I want you to hear something. We spent part of the weekend talking with voters in the 10th and asked supporters of your opponent, Bill Keating, to describe Keating in one word. And here's what they had to say.
Trustworthy.
Honest.
Honest and trustworthy.
Fantastic.
Integrity.
Decent.
Regal.
Honest.
He's a nice guy. He really is.
Conscientious.
Not Jeff Perry. That's three words.
Jeff Perry, why don't I get you to give us the one word as to how you would describe Bill Keating?
Different than Jeff Perry. Different, I guess, would be the one word. You know, Mr. Keating and I are different on every issue, whether it be my unconditional support for the troops and veterans, whether it be our differences on the Cape Wind, I'm opposed, he's for it, whether it be, I'm against all forms of amnesty for illegal immigrants, he's in favor of some forms of amnesty, I'm against the tax increases that are coming on January 1st because Congress went home and didn't extend the Bush-era tax cuts, I was against the stimulus, I'm against Obamacare, I'm against the $500 billion cut to Medicare. And so we're different on every issue. And so a lot of elections, the voters have to study real hard and see what the nuanced positions are of the candidates. But in this election, practically on every major issue facing the country, there's a big difference between Mr. Keating and myself. And the voters have a clear choice. If they want to send someone down to Capitol Hill who's more than likely going to vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker and continue with the policies of the last year, they should vote for Mr. Keating. If they want to send someone down like myself, who has a proven track record on Beacon Hill of taking the tough stances and fighting against higher taxes and trying to get spending down, I ask them to vote for me, Jeff Perry, tomorrow.
And let me ask you this. We heard one of the voters a minute ago use the word integrity, and I've seen direct mail that Keating has been sending out, and the word integrity is all over that direct mail as he tries to get people to vote for him. Many Keating supporters say the race is about just that, integrity, suggesting, frankly, that you lack it after your role as Wareham police sergeant who oversaw an officer who conducted an illegal strip search on a teenage girl. How have you been answering the integrity question?
Well, I've been answering all the questions related to something that someone else did 20 years ago. I was never charged, never disciplined, left the Wareham Police Department on good terms. But that doesn't matter to Mr. Keating and the people who are supporting him. They're running what I would describe as the ugliest, nastiest mud-flinging campaign in the history of Massachusetts congressional politics, at least in the last couple of decades. And, I get to choose what I do, and Mr. Keating gets to decide what he does. I've run a 100% positive campaign. None of my TV ads, none of my radio ads, none of my mailings have been character assassinations about my opponent. And Mr. Keating and the people who support him, every TV ad has been negative. Every radio ad has been negative. And I'd say 95% of his mailings have been negative. And so I'm not going to try to win an election by tearing somebody else down. I'm right on the issues. I'm right on the issues that are most important to the voters of the 10th District and the people of America. And Mr. Keating's wrong on the issues. And he's run a campaign trying to distract the voters, lying about my positions on the issues and lying about my character. And I have complete confidence that the voters are going to see through this mudslinging campaign that Mr. Keating is running.
So as we close our conversation, Jeff Perry, let me return to the beginning and the one-word thing. Give us the one-word sales pitch on this final day. What's the one word that you would describe, that you would use to describe yourself, Jeff Perry?
Well, I guess the one word that I would use to describe myself is committed. I'm committed to taking this fight to Capitol Hill, to changing the culture of Washington politics, to dealing with the problems that we have, whether it be our national debt, our taxes increasing, the terrible spending that's going on, supporting the troops and veterans, doing something about the problems of illegal immigration and the cost of health care. I'm committed to start on day one to do that in a positive manner.
And Jeff Perry, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity, and vote Jeff Perry tomorrow.
Next hour, we'll speak with Jeff Perry's opponent, Bill Keating. It's 7:58.